Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, like it or not, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Chickies in South Philly. The game was Friday, Ike, but it still sucks today. Eagles 8-4 after losing on Black Friday to the Bears. Not great.
Not great. Nah, that was piss poor, quite frankly, yeah. I mean, Friday.
Yeah.
What a terrible way to kick off the weekend. I mean, against an opponent that you're supposed to go out there and handle business against, and to see the Eagles come out and almost show up lifeless until they got in desperation mode in the second half, it was really disheartening. I was at the game. You know, can't blame it on the crowd. They were certainly there. They were energetic. They were ready to go. It was a blackout, all those types of things, and just the Eagles didn't match the intensity or energy that the Chicago Bears had. And, you know, you come into that game, and the Bears are playing with house money, right? They've already had a successful season. This is the first year of Ben Johnson being out there as head coach. They're relevant right now. They're in the playoff hunt. And seemingly everything is icing on the cake for that team. Yet and still, they came into this game with a chip on their shoulder, feeling as if they're being overlooked and being disrespected by so many others around the league. And this was a signature game for them. And that's how they approached it. They approached it as, this is a benchmark for us to conquer, and now everyone will respect us. Right? They came in, they had a minus, deficit and plus minus.
Yep.
And total points.
Yep.
Right? Through 11 games.
Everybody was calling them a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they the way they played that game, Spike, I got to tell you, man, listen, I don't know what they're going to do moving forward. I really don't care. I'm just saying Friday, they kicked the Eagles' ass. That's what they did. They did, offensively and defensively. And we'll get into the particulars. And listen, been listening for the last 3 days. I get it. Everybody's ticked off, rightfully so. Enough fingers to go around at everyone. But I'm just saying, from my viewpoint, you don't allow a team to come in and just run through you for 60 minutes. That's what the Bears did. Ain't doing anything very complicated.
No.
They lined up and said, we're going to knock you off the football. We're going to win mano-mano, and that's what they did. And offensively, we still look like the same clueless team we've looked like for much of the season.
Most of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the year.
We look like the same team. I was almost – I had a little shred of hope in our defense somehow. I don't know, maybe leading the charge for us the rest of the season. The last 2 weeks, our defense has been toothless. And we basically been run through from the Cowboys and the Bears. I don't know where to go with this team right now. I'm beaten. I am. I'm beaten. It takes a lot of emotion and energy. You know, defending this team, trying to find positives, trying to remain hopeful. And they just worn me down over the last week with those two games. They really have. They have worn me down emotionally with those last two games, with their effort and their lack of, I don't know, do they really care? It becomes exhausting when we care more than they do.
Yes.
And that's the feeling that I'm getting.
215-592-9494.
It's going to be a long week.
It is a let it out Monday. There's been, you know, Ike mentioned, have heard a lot of emotion on WIP for the last few days. I've seen a lot of emotion on the internet. So, you know, whatever it is that is on your mind today, whether it's Petullo or Jalen or the defense or Sirianni, whatever it is, we will talk about it.
Just throw a dart. You'll land on somebody.
But the thing that you said there, Ike, that is most concerning to me is, like, if the Philadelphia Eagles this year are your typical Super Bowl hangover team, to me, it's not optimal, but I understand it and it's acceptable. I can look at Saquon Barkley and say to myself, look, the guy touched the ball 500 times last year. He's probably not going to have it this year. I'd be stupid to not think that that's possible. I get it. The offensive line, you know, Saquon had runs last year, but he never got touched. The offensive line never had a run play where they didn't get touched, right? So if they are physically beaten, they've battled injuries the whole year, I can understand it. I can even understand Howie Roseman, them needing to save money in the offseason, having an iffy offseason, maybe should have kept this guy, maybe should have kept that guy, and maybe they just don't have it to do it all over again this year. Super Bowl hangover, I can get with it. What I can't get with is what it looked like is starting to happen on Friday, and that's a collapse. And we've been smelling this for 3 or 4 weeks now, and they beat the Packers and they beat the Lions, but still, you know, you could talk yourself into the fact that they just won, but something didn't feel quite right? And this even goes back further than that. And the issue with a collapse is that if they collapse, if they end up winning 9 games this season, right? Even if they end up winning 10 and they get obliterated in the playoffs or something, and we see more games like we saw on Friday, not just getting beat, but getting run over by a team that you are as talented, if not more talented than, then it calls into question everything that I thought I knew for sure about the Eagles. It calls into question, I knew for sure Nick Sirianni, great culture coach, right? Going to keep I was confident in the leadership of the football team. All of those things, the makeup of them, not how they're playing specifically, but the future. If they collapse again for the second time in 3 years, you have to ask more difficult questions than you have to ask if they just are not quite as good this year as we want them to be.
Yeah.
And the effort against the Bears and the collapse against the Cowboys, again, from a football perspective, I think all year they've been playing with fire. I don't think they've been that good all year. Even the games that they won, that I can understand. But getting your brains beat in at home in front of a national TV audience by a team that, like, to a certain extent, going into that game, I'm like, all right, this is a fraud off. Both teams sort of feel like frauds.
They didn't even do anything offensively.
Nothing.
All they already did was just hand the ball off.
Nothing. It's not Caleb Williams was fine, but it wasn't great, you know? It wasn't. Everybody kept saying, well, look at Ben Johnson's play designs. I don't know. It looked like they were just running it right through the middle of our defense.
Yes.
You know, so the scary thing for me is, at this point, is like, Are the 2025 Eagles going to collapse? And there was at one point this year where you could say to yourself, 23 is 23. It's 2 years ago. But there are so many things that smell the same this year compared to that year. And if they collapse again, I've given up on the hope of them winning the Super Bowl. I think that's gone. I thought that was gone for a couple of weeks. But I did not think that they would collapse, that they would let go of the rope, that they would stop, you know, doing everything that they could to win football games, and that's what that looked like on Friday.
You know why? And you know what that's a culmination of? Complaining. See, they let go of the rope when they start as pointing fingers.
Yep.
See, you can't hold on to the rope, pull in the same direction and still blame each other, blame others, right? Instead of looking at yourself. So to the point that you're making, using that analogy, that was the signs that they were letting go of the rope, because they started pointing fingers at each other, leaks, pointing fingers, all this other stuff. And man, I'm telling you, Friday was disappointing. Friday was the one that really it rocked me. Friday set me down. I've been quiet all weekend.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I've been quiet all weekend. It set me down. Because that's, I didn't expect that Friday to not show up. And again, Chicago didn't do anything that was so extravagant that you couldn't keep up with them. Chicago basically said, man, we can just keep doing this. They're not doing anything.
Right.
We can just do this. We don't need to do anything extra.
And I was on our Chicago radio station before the game, mm-hmm. and they asked me what I thought was going to happen. And I said, you know what? It's windy. It's probably going to be ugly. The Eagles are probably going to win by 3 points, and we'll complain about it. But they're probably going to win because that's what they normally do.
Right.
And I expected an ugly game where nobody looks particularly good. I didn't expect for the Bears to completely outclass the Philadelphia Eagles. From an effort standpoint, from an execution standpoint, it looked like, and I agree with you, when the complaining started and it didn't stop, it just led to more complaining and more blaming.
Yep.
That's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. And they need whatever they can do to prevent this from going the wrong direction. Because they're going to have to ask difficult questions after this year if this season goes the way that it looks like it could. 215-592-9494. It is a Let It Out Monday. Whatever you're upset about, we are more than willing to talk about. And you probably have every right to be upset about it. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, I'm like, I got punched in the stomach on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. I'm Mr. Optimism. But my optimism is shaking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was not expecting that. And it's like, we've said this about the Cowboys so many times. Like, the Cowboys is a front-running team. Like, are we front-runners? Because it's like, When we dominate teams and we up, you know, everybody happy, ki-ki-ki, and, you know, everybody doing that. And it's like when teams punch us in the mouth, it's like we on the sideline looking like somebody took our money and went home. Like, it's like we got bullied by the Chicago Bears. What? They had, like, the number one pick in the draft, like, 2 years ago. We got bullied by them. Not to talk about what happened last 2 weeks ago with the Cowboys. It's like, what are we doing, man? It's like, I'm sick. Cause it's like I didn't expect this. Like, Spike, you talk about 2023, and it's like I thought, I'm like, well, this defense, you know, they're not gonna let that go down like that. And even the defense, like, I get, you know, they was running all over us, but it's like the score was still 10-3 in the third quarter, and we couldn't even capitalize on it. And it's like we doing goofy stuff, like we fumbling, get rid of Tush Push. All right, it's past its prime. What they say, jump the shark, is over. Like, let that go. Y'all don't run it right. Y'all change it up. Y'all don't let people from the outside get to you. What change how you do it? Get rid of it. Come up with something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't even know what to say. And I'm with, listen. If we collapse, like if we go 0-5 or whatever rest of the games we got left, yo man, somebody gotta go. I can't do no just
oh
no
somebody will go.
Change. Like yeah. Like I can't be doing that. Nah. Like y'all gotta go because there's too much talent on this team. You know what I'm saying? We got too much pride as a fan base to go out like some suckers, man. And we going out like suckers. Like y'all know I love Jalen. Jalen, my guy, but like. You sit over there on the sideline like you don't even know what you're supposed to do. Like, you over
would it
there,
kill
like,
him to look at an iPad? I mean, would it kill him to look at a freaking iPad when all guys are wide open? It's ridiculous.
Hey, you won't get your Jackie football moment.
Thank you.
Calm down.
Thank you.
No
one's mentioning the quarterback. It's interesting.
Calm down. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you sit over there on the sideline looking lifeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? Like it's like I get it. Everybody mad at Kevin Petullo. But Kevin Petullo ain't the – like, we averaging 13 points a game, right? 13 points. So you mean to tell me all these guys, Pro Bowl, all the pro – we averaging 13 in the last four games, right? The other team playing in the wind, too. The other team playing in the cold, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saquon Barkley, you can't do nothing. Like, you can't do – you might as well ask for an IR stint. You can't do anything. Like, Jalen – AJ Devontae, do y'all even talk? Y'all got no y'all text, you know what I'm saying? Like I know back when Devin White was here last year, y'all had that accountability chat. I need to bring that back because ain't nobody taking no accountability yet. I'm still waiting to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like Hurts, everybody got something to say after the game. Oh, I got confidence. I can't tell by the way y'all play. I don't see nobody with no damn confidence out there, ain't got no swagger, ain't got none of that. We got slapped around. By the Chicago Bears, right? Like, who? The Chicago Bears? We let them come into
in our house. In our house.
And run through us. Run through us like we some, you know, some, you know, I smell you know what. Shout out house party.
That's how
we got ran through on Friday. Yeah. What? After the holiday. You know
very
what I'm saying?
There.
But I'm going to end the call with this. You know, we was up 17-0 on the Broncos. And the Giants ran through us, and then we bounced back with one of the best offensive performances. So I'm still hanging on by a tooth, you know what I'm saying? Y'all about to snatch it out of my hand, but I'm still hanging on by that thread, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my team. I'm going to ride till the wheels fall off, but we got to fix it, baby.
Yeah.
All right, Corey. You know why I'm not confident that they'll fix it?
Yeah.
Is I don't feel like they're together.
No.
I just don't. And
I don't either.
The only way that you can fight through not quite having it is everybody decides that the group is more important than the individual, is that we're not going to go out like that, and that they all –
rally.
You rally. But do you really – and, you know, CJ asked the question, do you guys ever talk, you know, Jalen, Devontae, AJ? Mm-hmm. My guess – no. I mean, that would be my guess.
Seem like it. Yeah.
You know, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not every player on the team. I'm not saying that nobody's trying. That is certainly not what I'm saying. But but when things get tough, and Corey mentioned being a front runner, when things get tough, this is the time when that part is questioned, when being together, when you don't quite have it, when you're a little hurt, when you're not as fast as you were, when things aren't clicking, that is, and that game the you had said we got dominated on both sides of the ball, it was still right there.
Yeah,
the game was still right there.
Yeah,
you know, at halftime,
actually we just got dominated through time of possession and other stats, but
yards yes,
and all that. We didn't get dominated on a scoreboard.
It was 10.
Somehow we were still in that game.
At halftime, I think the Bears had, or at some point, maybe it was some point in the third quarter, the Bears had 350 yards of offense. We had 170, and it was still 10-3.
Yeah.
It was still 10-3. It could have been one of those stupid Eagles games
where
they get their asses kicked, but they still win because they find a way. And I'll tell you, I do not feel confident in them being able to find a way in games like and this was supposed to be the easier part of the schedule.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you know.
When you're playing like this, there is no easy part.
Right.
Because here's the other thing, Spike. the opponents, they smell the blood in the water.
Yes.
So this is their opportunity to get you while you're down.
Yes.
Like that's just the way that it's going to be. Like, yep. Nobody is fearing you as an opponent right now.
Yes.
You just let the Bears come into your building and do what they did to you. Yeah, like, I mean, and let me just say this. This is for QB1. This is for QB1. Wake up. Wake up. Before when you finally do wake up, it's going to be too late. And I'm not talking about just for this season. I mean, big picture-wise. Better get it together, brother. Because there are a lot of fingers starting to point in your direction. Not a lot of support from the inside coming out. That becomes telling to me. As much as I want to be here and support you and ride with you, your play is what substantiates the support that you get. Your play is not doing that right now. Your play is not doing that right now. I get all the other facets of the game, the defense, the offensive line. I get all of that. You can't be part of the reason this ain't happening. Right? That's the difference with the other quarterbacks that we like to put in that elite category. They talk about the things that aren't necessarily well around those guys, where those guys are having to do too much to try to overcompensate for what they don't have. That's not the case for you. We need you to do the small, simple things to make this offense run and do your part. Too many of my bads, I missed this one, and get that one the next time. Too much of that. We don't have a lot of time left. It starts with you. When your play is better, then that's going to trickle down to everyone else. It can't be it's you only when we win, and it's not you when things aren't going well. You're a big part of the reason things aren't going well right now, QB1, and you got to get your play together.
215-592-9494. It is a let it out Monday. Whatever is bothering you, woo, whatever is grinding your
ears. That's just the first play. It's like Thanksgiving. I went like three rounds on Thanksgiving. Yes. That's only the first round.
Coming up next.
Hang in there, Fritz.
We will talk about Jalen because there is something Jalen could do and does seem like he wants to help the team be better. We will talk about that. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is Cyber Monday. It's Chickies and Pete's double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play could be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.